preaching so hard this morning. I got to thinking about it a long time ago in 1971. Born in the project, not that cute. Didn't win nothing. Didn't have the best grades. Girls didn't like me. Mama was too young. Daddy wasn't ready. Nobody voted. Most likely to succeed. Not the most handsome. Couldn't really hoop. But God called down and said, Samuel, go down to Longwood. There's a pointy-headed boy who blinks too much, with pointy ears and a big nose. But go in the projects and put the oil on his head. And I gotta ask ya, is there anybody here that God came in your life and pointed at you in the penitentiary, pointed at you in a crazy marriage, pointed at you just one more time? Shout, I'm the one.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
I know. Jesus.
Jesus is my rock.
Jesus
is my rock.
I know Jesus.
Jesus is my rock.
Jesus
is my rock.
I can go to God.
Jesus is my rock.
In secret prayer.
Jesus is my rock.
Jesus. Come on, you can clap your hand here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Can anybody lift your voice?
Yes, Lord.
Tell God, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Tell him, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Tell him, yeah, Lord.
Because
I know Jesus.
Jesus is my rock.
Jesus.
Jesus is my rock.
And I know that Jesus.
bless his name. I don't know how far he's brought you, but certainly I can testify. He's brought me from a mighty long way. As I was sitting there and listening to the choir, I had to sit and look back. Sometimes we don't praise right because we don't look back. And I couldn't help but remember when I was a little kid riding up and down these streets on a bicycle, an MX bicycle. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been good. He's been good. Come on. How many of you can say he's been good to me? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. And Father, we pray that you will speak a word into our hearts and into our minds, oh God, to help us to be more like you. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not going to ask you to stand this morning because the passage that I'm going to read for you is very lengthy. Amen. But if you will turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, and we're going to read for your hearing verses 22 through 41. And I will be reading from the Living Bible. Amen. I know most of you have the King James Bible, but if you have the Bible on your phone, there is a way for you to switch it up. And if you can, get the Living Bible so that you can read along with me. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 41. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 says, O men of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth by doing tremendous miracles through him. Now, as I read this, I want y'all to know that Peter is preaching. This is Peter's sermon. Amen. And what a powerful sermon it is. Yeah. O men of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth by doing tremendous miracles through him, as you well know. But God, following his prearranged plan, let you use the Roman government to nail him to the cross and murder him. Then God released him from the horrors of death and brought him back to life again, for death could not keep this man within his grip. King David quoted Jesus as saying, I know the Lord is always with me. He is helping me. God's mighty power supports me. No wonder my heart is filled with joy and my tongue shouts his praises. For I know all will be well with me in death. You will not leave my soul in hell or let the body of your Holy Son decay. You will give me back my life and give me wonderful joy in your presence. Dear brothers, think. David wasn't referring to himself when he spoke these words I have quoted. For he died and was buried, and his tomb is still here among us. But he was a prophet and knew God had promised with an unbreakable oath that one of David's own descendants would be the Messiah and sit on David's throne. David was looking far into the future and predicting the Messiah's resurrection, and saying that the Messiah's soul would not be left in hell and his body would not decay. He was speaking of Jesus, and we all are witnesses that Jesus rose from the dead. And now he sits on the throne of highest honor in heaven next to God. And just as promised, the Father gave him the authority to send the Holy Spirit, with the results you are seeing and hearing today. No, David was not speaking of himself in these words of his I have quoted, for he never ascended into the skies. Moreover, he further stated, God spoke to my Lord, the Messiah, and said to him, sit here in honor beside me until I bring your enemies into complete subjection. Therefore, I clearly state to everyone in Israel that God has made this Jesus you crucified to be the Lord, the Messiah. Verse 37, these words of Peter's moved them deeply, and they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? And Peter replied, each one of you must turn from sin, return to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you also shall receive this gift, the Holy Spirit. For Christ promised him to each one of you who has been called by the Lord our God, and to your children, and even to those in distant lands. Then Peter preached a long sermon, telling about Jesus and strongly urging all his listeners to save themselves from the evils of their nation. And those who believed Peter were baptized, about 3,000 in all. Now, if you've been listening to me, thank you, ushers, thank you, amen. If you've been listening and paying attention to the scriptures that I just read, I really don't have to preach today. I just shared with you Peter's sermon. Amen. Peter has done the preaching for me. Now, y'all do know Peter, don't you? He's the disciple with what you might call a dual personality. First, he cut off the ear of a soldier who tried to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then just a few hours later, he is the disciple who denied knowing Jesus three times on the night they dragged Jesus from court to court and whipped him mercilessly. But now, y'all, we see a different Peter, a resolute convert, a devoted disciple whose faith will not budge. Gone is gangster Peter with the knife and the one that would cut your ear off at the least provocation. Gone is the coward with excuses who ran into the dark streets of Jerusalem to hide from his accusers. What brought about the change in Peter? And as I talk about Peter, I hope that you're asking these same questions of yourselves. Amen. What brought about this change in Peter? What made Peter do a total turnaround and become the rock on which Christ would build his church? Thank you, choir. Let's take a closer look at this first sermon to see if we can find out what brought about a change in Peter's life. Well, the first thing I would suggest to you that brought about a change in Peter's life was the resurrection. That's where he begins his testimonial sermon. Look at verses 22 through 24. Peter says God planned the whole thing to prove to us that death could not keep Jesus in the grave. It's clear that all Peter's doubt and indecision disappeared when he stepped into that empty tomb of our Lord and Savior. All of a sudden, it became clear to him what Jesus meant when he told the Jews who were selling stuff in the temple